What I like most about the fall is football.
It's time for high school football on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. Proud sponsors of high school football on KGMI include Chihuahua Mexican Restaurant, Hankook Gravel, Good to Go Meat Pies, Judd and Black, Meridian Equipment, Little Caesars Pizza, Walton Beverage, and Western Roofing. Other sponsors are McAvoy Oil, Smith Kia of Bellingham, Mount Baker Roofing, Carl's Mower and Saw, Northwest Propane, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Kurt Mayberry Farm, and Unlimited Service. Now, let's hit the field with our KGMI broadcast crew.
Well, good evening, everyone, and a big welcome to Nooksack Valley High School. It's Mark Skolten here along with Don Curtis. Guy Ovenell's our in-studio producer. Northwest Conference 1A football tonight coming your way here on KGMI. About as long a standing rivalry as we have in Whatcom County. The Nooksack Valley Pioneers take on the Linden Christian Lynx. Nooksack Valley 4-1 overall, 1-1 in conference play. Linden Christian 2-3 and 0-2. But if you have not seen them yet, you have our word. The Lynx are a much improved team than they've been the last couple years. Don, pretty good test coming up tonight. Should be a fun one to see in here.
Should be a fun one to see. As you mentioned, Dan Kamek's got the Lynx playing much better football than they did last year. The issue is this Northwest Conference single A, it's brutal. It's brutal. You've got a couple of teams for sure in the top ten with Nooksack Valley, Meridian, and Mount Baker.
Right.
They're all great. And Linden Christian has just come up a little short against a couple of those foes, and they just keep going round and round and playing each other. It's quite the grind in the single-A division, and certainly a good test for both teams tonight.
For these Nooksack Valley Pioneers, they feature one of the state's best quarterbacks in big Casey Bauman, listed at 6'6", 220, and he's every bit of that. It's not often you see 6'6", 220 and think he might be undersized. But, Don, he's just a big, strong stud, can do everything you need to do for a quarterback, and they're going to love him at Montana State next year.
Yeah, you know, you think he looks big on the field, of course, up against a bunch of people that are maybe 6'1", 6'2", he is. But then during the pregame, we're down on the field, and you're standing next to the guy. And, I mean, I look up to a lot of people, but I'm looking way. I'm cranking
getting
the neck.
Nosebleed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cranking the neck to look up to see Casey Bauman. He's a big, strong kid. And unlike a lot of big, strong kids at the high school level, he can move. He's got some good foot speed, moves around very active in the pocket. They've got kind of a little zone read package that they'll throw at you once in a while. And again, you can't just watch out for his arm because otherwise he'll pump fake and run right by you.
These Linden Christian Lynx, they do a pretty good job of keeping the ball in the hands of their two best guys. First up is quarterback Ty Van Dyke, and the senior. He's listed at 5'10", 175. And the running back is Jordan Riddle. Jordan will run the ball almost every time that they want to do that. And, Don, that's a pretty good philosophy. If you don't have a lot of weapons, keep it in the hands of your best guys.
Well, and again, at the single A level, it's like there's only, you know, X number of great athletes per 100 kids. And when you're dealing with less hundreds, you end up with less good athletes. So it makes much more sense to simplify things, work on what you do best, and, again, keep the ball in the hands of the good athletes.
Well, at my house growing up, this is mom's alma mater against dad's alma mater. Mom's a Pioneer, dad's a Lynx. We'll see how this one plays out tonight. Again, Nooksack Valley 4-1, Linden Christian 2-3. Folks, we will take a timeout. Come back with more on the Pepsi Walton Beverage pregame show. Let you hear from both of the coaches, Rob Meyer from Nooksack Valley, Dan Kamek from LC, when we return on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Can you believe it? Little Caesars is having their 2 for Tuesdays Customer Appreciation Day special. So come in any Tuesday and get two hot and ready classic pizzas for $10 or two extra most bestest pizzas for $12 every Tuesday. Now you can feed the whole family and avoid the cooking on Tuesdays for just $10 or $12. It happens every Tuesday at all 10 conveniently located Little Caesars locations in Whatcom and Skagit County. Little Caesars, locally owned and operated since 1988.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for October 21st. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
When you need excavation or underground utility work, you need the team at Honkoop Gravel. Their team of dedicated professionals knows there's no such thing as second best. Honkoop Gravel works with the latest technology on the job to provide accuracy for their customers from beginning to the end of the project. No matter what the project, whether you're a home or business owner, if you need earthwork, you need Honkoop Gravel. Honkoop Gravel, serving Whatcom and Skagit counties.
Western Roofing, a family-owned and locally operated company in Bellingham for more than 79 years, is currently looking for some qualified people to join their team of roofers and laborers. Qualified applicants should be drug-free, reliable, have a valid driver's license, and be able to lift at least 75 pounds. Please apply in person at 3705 Iron Gate Road off Baker View in Bellingham, or visit them online at westernroof.com. Western Roofing is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the Pepsi Walton Beverage Pregame Show on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and at KGMI.com. We begin with a word from the coaches.
Folks, welcome back to the Pepsi Walton Beverage Pregame Show. It's Mark Skolden here. High school football coming your way tonight on KGMI. We're at Nooksack Valley. Pioneers take on the Lynx. Let's catch up with the coach of Nooksack, Rob Meyer. Rob, where do we find the Pioneers right now? Tell us where your team is at here at this point in the season.
Yeah, I think if you had told us we'd be 4-1 at this point, we'd be pretty happy with that. And so every game, like we said from the very beginning, at this point is a real challenge. And this league is as good as it gets in the state. And there's no reason that Linden Christian shouldn't be ranked in the top 10 as well in the state. And it is a dogfight. And tonight will be no exception.
Rob, tell us a little bit more about this league. Does it count for something to be battle-tested, or is the gauntlet a little bit too much? What's your own thoughts personally?
You know, that's a great question. I would say that, personally, I'm exhausted already. And the last time I was tired like this was when we were deep in the playoffs and a number of years ago, and it was like, wow, that's a grind, and you can feel it already. And I think it's the case with all our coaches. None of us really love playing each other twice, and that starts again next week for each of us. But even playing each other once, it is a dogfight, and it's fun, but it is a rough schedule.
Rob, what are the Pioneers doing well so far this season? What's a strength or two of your guys' game?
You know, I would say defensively we've tackled well throughout this season. Last week may have been an exception, but overall, guys have been in the right spot. We've tackled well and been aggressive to the football. And then offensively, you know, we've got some kids that have talent. And so when you have that, you're able to move the ball, and we've been able to score points. But that really starts with our guys up front. We have five guys we really like up there. And then two senior anchors out of that group, and Luke Winter and Kirk Veldman, that just have really excelled this season. I think they'll continue to do that. But without those guys, our season looks different.
Rob, you told me something a few weeks ago that really stuck with me. Talking about your own team, you said, we've had good skill position guys in the past. We've had good line in the past. This year, things kind of intersect. I don't know if there's really a question there, but is that still an accurate way to describe your guys?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, we're getting a little thin at the beginning of the season. We were 8 deep in the skill positions. I thought any one of 8 guys could start, and now I think we're down to the 4. And you know, we lost Trey Silva the second series of the season, and we were really expecting a great year out of him, and he broke his ankle. Evan Knightling's out tonight with a bruised thigh that he suffered last week. Levi Tinkley's missed some time with a bruised thigh and a concussion, and so that group has gotten a little bit thinner than it was at one time, but kids that we felt could start are still out there, and so it's a fun group to watch and still has a lot of talent for Casey to get the ball to.
Rob, you have one of the best quarterbacks in this part of the world in Casey Bauman. Where's he at halfway through his senior season? You like his continued development?
You know, Casey does a really good job protecting the football. Last week, I think he threw his second and third interceptions of the season, and that's pretty rare for him. He's not an interception thrower. With that being said, he needs to continue to work on his timing, getting that ball out quickly. Sometimes he's afraid that he might throw an interception and tucks it and runs. I'd love to see him get the ball out a little bit more often for his own health and for big play possibilities. But every time he takes off, I'm not disappointed either, because he is a really good runner. He's so physical because of his size that I'm usually not disappointed with any decision he makes.
Rob, Lyndon Christian tonight, what kind of group does Dan have this year? What do you expect to see out there?
You know, they're as big as we have seen in a long time, and they remind me of ourselves, kind of. They have two really big line kids. They've got great skill kids all the way across the board. I just don't see a lot of weaknesses there. I think they match up really well with us. And I just think they can cover. I think they are solid up front. And this is as good of a challenge as we'll have this season.
Rob, nice to talk to you. Have a good one out there.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
That is Coach Rob Meyer of the Nooksack Valley Pioneers. We are at his place tonight. They take on Lyndon Christian. We'll take a timeout, come back with more on the Pepsi Walton Beverage pregame show right here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Chihuahua's Patio is your new party place to watch the Hawks, with big screens and cozy heaters to keep you warm all season long. It'll be loud and proud with incredible Hawks game day patio specials. For those 21 and older, get a Hawks t-shirt, a beer, or a Hawks margarita with a quesadilla, Mexican pizza, or super nachos, all for only $12. Enjoy food and drink specials during every Hawks game at the biggest and best enclosed outdoor viewing party and Mexican family restaurant in the county. Chihuahua's, exit 262 in Ferndale.
Is your honeydew list long this fall? Get into Carl's Mower and Saw today and pick up the Steel BG56 blower. So when your yard fills with leaves, whip out your steel blower and show your yard who's boss. Now you can own the Steel BG56 leaf blower for just $179.95 from Carl's Mower and Saw. Get your new Steel BG56 blower today and start knocking off those honeydews and get back to watching the game. Find us off I-5, exit 263 on Portal Way and online at carlsmower.com.
These days, it's not hard to do your research before you buy. You're a smart consumer. You know that a smart purchase isn't just based on price. It's also based on value and trust. That's why when it's time to buy an appliance, you want a quality product from a local company who has your back, and not just on the day you buy it. At Judd & Black Appliance, our singular focus on appliances means we take responsibility for everything we sell. We work hard to get you the best combination of price and value, and we work even harder to earn your trust. From the moment you walk into our store to the moment we walk through your door, you can count on the expertise of our people. Our sales staff is continually keeping up with new products, and we are proud to offer the only union factory trained technicians in Washington State. Price, value, trust. Come see why your friends and neighbors voted us number one appliance store. We'd love to get to know you. Judd & Black, your hometown appliance store in Bellingham at the corner of James and Iowa. Online at juddblack.com.
Folks, we continue on with the Pepsi Walton Beverage pregame show. It's Mark Skolton here. We're at Nooksack Valley High School tonight. Pioneers taking on the Lynx. Let's catch up with the coach of LC, Dan Kamick. Dan, give us the midpoint of the season update. How are your guys coming along?
Well, I think it's little increments each week. Obviously, a coach is never happy that you're not where, you know, there's always more to work on. I think offensively we took a couple nice steps last week. It's week to week, though, Mark. You just never know. Last week we found out we didn't tackle very well. We thought when going into that game we were a pretty good tackling team. So a lot of job security this week. I had plenty of things to work on, so we worked on tackling quite a bit. And night like tonight, that's going to be important. And maybe beyond that, tackle and strip the ball, because it's got that feeling of a turnover night. You know, get more turnovers than them. And given the how good they are and their record and their ranking, I think if we can get a couple turnovers, that kind of equals things out.
Dan, I have stolen your description of this league, calling it the gauntlet. As you kind of try to surf your way through this gauntlet, what do you think about getting close but not getting wins? Does that mean anything to you and your staff?
Actually, no. I mean, you know, we make no bones about the fact that our goal is to win ball games, and so we came off of last week's game really disappointed. Now, is our purpose of this program a little different than that? Yeah. I mean, we're about developing young men and trying to teach them using the game of football, and, you know, those losses help you learn some things. But we just soon learned the other way, too, and learn from a win. So we were really disappointed last week, because we thought we really laid it out there and had a real excellent opportunity to win that ball game. And to go down to Baker against a team like that and have that opportunity, it's, if you're going to get that close, let's finish the deal. So, I don't know, Mark, we got beat really bad by them at home last year, and we got beat really close, and the close one almost hurt more. So we were right there.
Dan, tell us about a strength or two of your team. What's something you guys are good at right now?
Well, we've been relying on the run game with the offensive line and Jordan Riddle primarily. And we've kind of developed Ty Vidiken, because Riddle has become, quite frankly, a magnet for about every other team. There's about 11 sets of eyeballs on him every time he fakes it or does anything. And so that's really helped Ty be able to develop as a runner. So we've got some good things out of that. The encouraging thing about last week was we had over 200 yards of throwing the ball. So Kalai Jandock and Michael Lancaster had really good weeks, and just makes us harder to defend. And so that's been kind of the thing that I've been most happy about as far as our development.
Jan, how much better is your group right now than the guys that you saw standing in front of you maybe back in August? How much improvement have you seen?
I think it has been improvement. You know, we've talked a little bit. You know, the hardest thing with young kids, and with any of us, I think, Mark, is when you put so much work in something, and if you don't, it doesn't go your way, sometimes you make the mistake of saying, okay, that's just too painful. I'm working really hard. I'm not getting the payback on that. And so we've talked about them, about not being complacent and being willing to work hard enough every week and not let necessarily the result of the week before determine how hard we work. So I've been really proud of our work ethic. I haven't thought we've played a clean game and a really good game yet. Hopefully tonight we'll have that. And quite frankly, against these guys, we're going to have to play a really good game.
Man, tell us a little bit more about these Nooksack Valley Pioneers. What impresses you about them? What do you got to watch out for?
Well, I mean, from a system standpoint, they're so used to playing this because, you know, they've got a lot of their offensive, what they do offensively really comes off of the quarterback and his reads and his decisions. And Casey's been doing this now for a third year. And, you know, he's one of those kids that not only do you impress with his arm and his strength, but he kind of tilts the field when he walks out here. I don't know if you feel it. It's kind of tilting over there. You know, you don't get that in a quarterback very often. And there's a couple linemen over there that do the same thing. So physically, they're imposing. You know, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. It's a group of kids that 2 years ago played as sophomores, took their lumps with the idea that this was going to be a year for them. And so you can tell they've got real big goals for this year. And, you know, last week was obviously a bit of a speed bump with Meridian. But, you know, we all get to play each other again. So nothing's ever final or fatal in that situation. But I'm really impressed with what Rob's done, both offensively and defensively. And you know, it's just a team that really knows their identity and what they want to do.
Dan, nice to see you. Have a good one out there.
Good to see you too, sir.
Folks, that is Coach Dan Kamek of the Linden Christian Lynx. They are here in enemy territory at Nooksack Valley. Take a timeout. Come back with more on the Pepsi Walton Beverage pregame show right here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as Ico, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
Guys, if you've ever tried that prescription little blue pill and are concerned about the high cost, side effects, and embarrassing doctor visits, please listen to the following announcement. There's a wonder pill now available to the public that will change your performance in the bedroom once and for all. It's called Noxetril, an explosive, all-natural pill that works to restore your sexual health and give you a surge in power and performance like you've never had. Our customers can't stop raving about it.
Noxetril is really an amazing product. It's just like Viagra on steroids.
I've tried them all. Nothing compares to Noxetril. It's my secret weapon.
No more need for prescription meds. No more need to be uncertain. And the great news is right now you can get a free bottle of Noxetril with our special offer.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottles for limited time. So call now, 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
Welcome back to the pregame show. I'm Tessa McLeod. We'll have more from our Nooksack Valley Linden Christian game coming right up. But first, it's time for the Pigskin Preview as we take a look at the other games involving Whatcom County teams this weekend. The other radio game tonight is Bellingham and Seaholm squaring off in their annual city rivalry showdown on KPUG. Seaholm coach Kevin Beeson says Bellingham can mix it up.
They're a spread tee. They run a lot of looks. They go spread. They still go back to slant roots and in the wing tee, full house tee once in a while. And they got some really very dynamic skill players. And they're a you know, a 4-3 over team on defense. They play good football.
On the other side, Bellingham head man Ted Flint says Seaholm starts with their quarterback, Michael Mendich.
Their quarterback's pretty talented, and they definitely are vastly improved over last year. So, you know, we've got to make sure we prepare just the same way we always prepare for any team, and don't look at you know, the last couple of years' history, but make sure we're getting ready for a good team.
Again, that's Bellingham and Seaholm tonight, the same time as our game, over on KPUG 1170 AM, 97.9 FM, and KPUG1170.com. Elsewhere tonight, Meridian hosts Mount Baker. Meridian coach Bob Ames has seen the Mountaineers many, many times over the years.
They're a Baker tough group. They will come at you. They're, as everybody else, they're huge. And they've got the threat of Barbro every play, running down the field and doing whatever he wants to do.
On the other side, Mount Baker head man Ron Lepper says look out for Simon Burkett.
Today started their quarterback, who's, you know, everybody knows about. You know, Burkett's really, really solid kid. You know, throws the ball well and has, you know, he can run and has speed, so a true dual threat. But then they've got a lot of guys catching the ball for him, too.
In the Border City tonight, the Blaine Borderites host the Linden Lions. First-year Linden coach Blake Van Dalen is looking forward to going up against Blaine veteran headman Jay Dodd.
The thing that Jay does really well is he finds his identity and he sticks to it. And sometimes coaches will bounce around and try and do a bunch of crazy things. He doesn't. He knows what they're good at, and that's what he's going to do. And so it'll be our job to limit those things and make them try and find something else.
And speaking of Blaine coach Jay Dodd, he says it's strange seeing the Lions with a 3 in the loss column at this point in the season.
They've been kind of battle-tested as well. They've had some ups and downs this season. But they've got some good players out there. They've got a really good left side of their offensive line. And those two kids also play outside linebacker. They're big, strong kids. So they've got two really good players in the front.
The Ferndale Golden Eagles host the Stanwood Spartans tonight. Ferndale coach Jamie Blankovich says Stanwood is diverse.
They do a ton of things offensively and defensively to give you problems with the game plan this week. There's a lot of practice time spent discussing and working on the different looks they give you on both sides of the ball. So they're kind of complex on both sides of the ball.
The Squalicum Storm are in action tomorrow night as they are home against Snohomish. Storm coach Nick Lucy says Snohomish has a star to look out for.
Their offense is built around their tailback, real good player Keegan Stitch. They like to pound the rock with him. He's a heck of a runner. And our number one thing is we got to be able to stop him and make them beat us with their other players.
Also tomorrow, the Lummi Blackhawks play their second game of the week, visiting Concrete for an 11-man game at 2 o'clock. Lummi lost to Tulalip Heritage 26-14 Thursday night. And that'll do it for tonight's Pigskin Preview. We'll head back to our Linden Christian Nooksack Valley game in just a moment on KGMI and KGMI.com.
That wraps up the Pepsi Walton Beverage Pregame Show. Kickoff is next on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and at KGMI.com.
Westside Building Supply is a proud supporter of Whatcom County High School football. The fun of fall football means the holidays are near, and it's time to get your home in shape for entertaining. At Westside Building Supply, you'll find the full line of Do It Best quality paints and Pratt & Lambert premium paints. Whether you're sprucing up one room or repainting the whole house, Westside is your custom color supplier of all the paint and supplies to get the job done right. Westside Building Supply on Guy Meridian in Linden. Everything you need for anything you need to paint.
Not bigger, but better. You've heard us talk about the Smith Kia difference, from Smith Kia's free car washes to free oil changes for life on every vehicle they sell. What you don't hear us talk about is their huge, new, fancy, and very expensive new showroom, because they don't have one. Smith Kia wants to invest in customers, not concrete. Besides, they know what's inside really does matter, like Kia's awesome lineup. Don't judge this book by its cover. Discover the Smith Kia difference today on Iowa Street in Bellingham and online at smithkia.com.
McAvoy Oil is growing fast and looking for professional and trained transport. For more information on this career opportunity, visit McAvoyOil.com or give them a call. McAvoy Oil is currently offering a $2,000 signing bonus, health insurance benefits, and a competitive pay rate. Transport driver candidates will need a current CDL Class A and a medical card. Join a family-centric team of drivers who value a healthy balance between family life and work life. McAvoy Oil Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Folks, we're back here at Nooksack Valley High School. Mark Skolton along with Don Curtis. Guy Ovenell is our in-studio producer, getting ready for some Northwest Conference 1A action. Nooksack Valley hosting Linden Christian. Let's kick this one off, and it's brought to you on KGMI by Northwest Propane, locally owned and operated for over three generations. Personalized service is the cornerstone of their business at Northwest Propane. And the Pioneers in the all-purple will boot it to the Lynx with the navy pants and the white jerseys, also the navy blue helmets. Lynx get the return out beyond the 15 to about the 17, maybe the 18-yard line. They will have a first down from there as the Lynx have the first possession of the night.
Heading into the wind, Mark, we got a pretty good breeze coming out of the kind of the southwest. Going to be staring the Lynx right in the teeth. Again, Nooksack won that toss, but they deferred to the second half. Want to give the Lynx the ball into the wind.
Here come the Lynx. Again, they are led by their quarterback, Ty Van Dyken, wearing number 8. Their elite running back is Jordan Riddle. Riddle wears number 22 for the Lynx. And here comes LC with two receivers to the left, one to the right. Split backs in the backfield. Running play over there to the right side, approaching the 25-yard line. Looks like that's where that one will end. Jordan Riddle on the carry. Again, the senior running back. He's a good one. 5'11", 170. Just about perfectly built for a prep running back. Give him 4, maybe even 5 over there to the right side. They will call it 5. 2nd and 5. Here come the Lynx. Van Dyken is in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Toss sweep over here to the near side. Cutting back toward the middle. Angling out there across the 25 to the 30, still on his feet, approaching the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. That's Jordan Riddle again, wearing number 22. Call it to the 34-yard line. That'll be enough for a Linden Christian first down.
Tough runner. Again, you can see why everybody's got their eyes on him, Mark.
Yeah.
Again, it looked like that was going to be a 2 or 3 yard gain. Ends up taking it for first down yardage and more.
We'll tell you again, Jordan Riddle listed at 5'11", 170. Might even be bigger and stronger than that. Van Dyken in the gun. Backs on either side. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Quarterback keeper straight ahead. Out across the 35. Call it the 37, maybe the 38-yard line. It'll be a gain of 6, bring up a 2nd down and 4.
And that's what Riddle does for you, Mark. Again, you give the ball to him 2 or 3 yard times in a row. They key on him and Van Dyken. Good job putting it in his belly, pulling it out, and just kind of heading off tackle the other way.
Just underway here at Nooksack Valley High School. Pioneers and the Lynx. Minute and a half in. Lynx on the move. First drive of the game. 2 receivers to the right. Van Dyken takes the snap. Quarterback keeper. There he is across the 40 out to about the 42-yard line. Needed 4. Looks like that was 4. Also looks from here like he might be a foot short. We'll see what they want to do here, how close he came to a first down.
Same play there, opposite way. Again, fakes to Riddle coming off left tackle, tucks it around and goes off right tackle. Again, get those linebackers biting on that fake, Mark. They move out of the way. All you need is a little bit of a crease. All of a sudden, you pick up some pretty good yardage.
It is a 3rd down and 1. For the Lynx, 2 receivers to the right, 1 back in the backfield. Van Dyken takes the snap, handoff, Riddle, there he goes over right guard. 1st down and plenty of change across the 45, 46-yard line where he goes into a baseball slide. Needed 1, got 4. 1st down, Linden Christian, as Jordan Riddle from that running back position for LC just continues to impress.
Yeah, 3 carries, 18 yards.
That'll get it done.
6 yards a carry early on here.
Lynx approaching midfield. LC, again, in this reporter's opinion, just vastly improved from a year ago at this time. Van Dyken in the gun. It's 1st and 10 there at their own 46. Receiver comes in motion over here to the near side. That's Jandock. Hand off Riddle across midfield into Nooksack territory across the 45 down to about the 42-yard line. That's going to be 12 yards on the run over right guard, and the Lynx have it going early in this game. It's another LC first down.
And again, so far on the ground, Mark, but what all this is setting up is a little bit of play action maybe and find someone coming down a seam. So Linden Christian, and again, coached by Dan Kamek, knows what he's doing offensively. Really doing well because, again, if you're obviously getting 5 or 6 on the ground, you can waste a play action and maybe see what happens.
Lynx 1st and 10 from the Nooksack Valley, 42. Van Dyken takes the snap. Quarterback keeper to the right side. Not much of a gain. Looks like a yard over there to the right. To the 41-yard line. Quarterback Van Dyken again listed at 5'10", 175, athletic, but not a huge young man. Tried to just barrel his way forward, give him one, and it'll be second and nine. Three and a half minutes in here at Nooksack Valley High School. All the 1A teams in the Northwest Conference meet twice. This is the first go-around for the Lynx and the Pioneers. Second down and nine from the 41. Van Dyken in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Hand off over here to the near side. Riddle has his feet slip out from underneath him, and down he goes. That'll be a loss of at least two. Looks like it's right at two to the 43-yard line. Jordan never had a chance that time as he slipped down to the ground.
And again, they had a man in motion through the backfield to try and get an extra blocker out in front of him. Got a lineman out in front of their Nooksack Valley. Good job on that one, just kind of stringing it out and closing down it.
I said a couple. They'll call that just a loss of one. So we're back where we started. Third and 10 from the 42. Van Dyken in the gun. Two receivers to the right. Here comes one in motion over here to the near side. That's Janduck. Van Dyken takes the snap, back to pass, unloads right side into trouble, and it's incomplete. It's knocked loose by a Nooksack Valley defensive back.
We talked about play action, Mark, but that time just a straight from the gun drop back and pass, so nobody was fooled in the secondary on Nooksack, and that one was thrown kind of a deep out route into double coverage. Safety had time to come over the top.
Lyndon Christian will boot it away. Baylor Galley is back deep for Nooksack Valley. The junior listed at 5'9", 150, regular starting wide receiver for the Pioneers. LC to punt. Put the foot into it. Galley will let this one hit. He picks it up at the 15, gets past him. He has to throw himself down on a no ball, still loose, down inside the 10, approaching the 5-yard line. Let's see who got there.
Looks
ball
like
came loose, and
yes,
the Lynx are signaling they have it, and they are inside the 5-yard line. That one got away from Galley, and LC is right there to jump on it.
Again, the up man on that one, it bounced kind of between the up man and the deep receiver, Mark. The up man was waving everybody out of the way,
yep.
But the deep man went over, tried to get it, and it's just been wet enough that ball just kind of squirted out of his grasp. Big turnover.
Athletic Director Tom Harmon of Nooksack said it was an absolute mess here today at about 2, 3, maybe even up to 4 o'clock, raining like crazy. It's not raining right now, but the after effects are still being felt. Lyndon Christian at the 4-yard line, first and goal from there. Receivers to either side, one back in the backfield. And off running play, right side. Riddle starts toward the middle, gets wrapped up, and three or four different Pioneers will all grab on, slow his momentum, and stop that play. Was that a different guy, Don?
Yes, it was.
Is that Tiveldi?
Tiveldi into the ball game. They put the big fullback in, and I think we're just going to try and power it between the tackles. He's 6 foot, 230.
That's a lot of fullback right
there.
That
is a lot of fullback. And, again, good job by Nooksack just kind of standing that one up.
Tiveldi nowhere to go. So first and goal from the four becomes second and goal from the four. Lynx will do it again with two receivers to the right, one to the left. One back in the backfield. Looks like that's Shane Wittern. Van Dyken hands off to Wittern, who gets absolutely clobbered and thrown backwards. Just a matter of where they spot him. They might give him a forward lean to the six, or the seven. Only a loss of three on that one. Could have been worse, and it's third and goal for Lyndon Christian.
And again, that time they bring Riddle back in, who's been averaging 5-6 yards a pop, but some defensive adjustments after that early onslaught, and Nooksack doing a pretty good job when their backs are against the wall.
Here come the Lynx, third and goal from the 7-yard line. Quarterback Van Dyken in the gun. Four receivers set for LC, three to the right, one to the left. Van Dyken takes the snap, handoff, quick hitter, down and in, inside the 5-yard line. Catch is made. Did he get in? Let's see. Yes, he did. Touchdown, Lyndon Christian. A 7-yard touchdown pass on the little modified center screen that time from 7 yards out. They take it into the end zone, and the Lynx strike first. It gets quiet here at Nooksack Valley, 6-0. Lynx. They'll line up for the extra point. 6.5 minutes in, and LC gets on the board. Blake DeRider will hold for the extra point. There's the snap. Spot kick is up. The lefty boots that one through. The extra point is up and good. And Lyndon Christian gets on the board first here in enemy territory. 5.5 to go first half. It's 7-0. Lyndon Christian out in front. Coming right back on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. Bottom line, I just want the news that matters. So I turn to my local radio and TV stations. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town, people I know and trust, for the best entertainment, sports, news, weather, and traffic, anytime, anywhere. I stay local. Support your local stations. Text RADIO to 52886. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out.
They keep you in the know and on the go.
You know, after our nice dry summer, be really careful. The water on the roads, all the oil that's been getting on, dripping out of people's cars.
The experts from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive, Panacea Automotive Repair, Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Engler Automotive.
Be really careful, and it's almost like you're driving in snow for a while until the roads get clean.
Yeah.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Folks, back here at Nooksack Valley, Kalai Jandock, a 6-yard touchdown catch. On the ensuing kickoff, the ball comes loose. The Lynx coaches to our right think they got it, and they did.
Wow.
It's fumbled by Nooksack Valley. The Lynx are right there to jump on it. They have the ball back, and they're not that far from the end zone. They're about 22 yards away.
Much like the punt, Mark, again, the high school kicking game, they usually don't drill them deep. They kind of pooch them down in towards one of the sidelines, and people have to kind of like a mad dash for the ball. That time the up man for Nooksack Valley bobbled it, and, boy, LC was right there to jump on it. Coach Dan Kamick was saying turnovers are key. So far they're up 2-0.
He made that very clear talking to us in the pregame. Here come the Lynx, Van Dyke, and in the gun. Takes the snap, handoff, running play, right side, cutting back toward the middle, dragging tacklers to about the 21-yard line. I guess not quite as dramatic as it looked. It'll end up being a gain of 1 on the carry that time. Of course, that was Jordan Riddle. And second down and 9, Don.
Not dramatic for the yards gained, but the yards after contact was probably 4 because he was hit in the backfield and he, again, managed to somehow squeak a gain out of that.
5 minutes to go, first quarter. Lynx are up 7, zip, that is. They have the ball back after a fumble, trying to get to pay dirt again. Quarterback Ty Van Dyken in the gun has two receivers wide to the right. Riddle empties out in motion to the right. Van Dyken takes the snap, and he's back to pass. Looking right side, high, deep ball headed that direction. Into single coverage, but it's knocked loose. Who else but the big quarterback, Casey Bauman, playing some 6-foot-6-inch defensive back. Got his hands up, knocked that one loose, and it's incomplete.
That's going to be a tough pass to make, Mark. Again, when you look at the flag, it's kind of a pretty good angle. But that really was right into the teeth of that wind, and it hung up there a long time. Gave Casey more than enough time to get over there and deliver the hit right when the ball arrived.
4:39 to go, first quarter. Lyndon Christian up 7-0 here on the road. They have the ball back after a second Nooksack Valley fumble. Van Dyken is in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Jordan Riddle in the backfield. Van Dyken takes the snap. Fake the handoff. Keeper straight ahead. There he goes. He's inside the 15, leaning forward down to about the 13, maybe even the 12-yard line. Looks like the 13, and he'll be a yard short of a first down. Athletic play, Ty Van Dyken. Fourth down and 1. Lyndon Christian is at the Nooksack Valley 13. Somebody is a play away from having a lot of momentum in this game. Either the Nooksack Valley defense or Lyndon Christian adding a second score to the lead. Van Dyken is in the gun. Fourth and 1 from the 13. Ty takes the snap. Keeper angling to the left. Wrapped up and thrown down. And we don't have a very good angle to see. Ball came out near the end. Let's see. See what this is going to be, Don.
They're motioning that the ball was down. I think it's going to depend on the spot. Based on the spot, it looks like they're giving him a good spot. It looks like that will move the chains. But
Lynx are signaling first down.
Yeah, they're going to come in and measure.
Here come the sticks.
looked like a good spot. It looked like it could have been spotted more between the 11 and the 12, but they've got it kind of setting maybe inside the 11,
yep.
And they're getting set to bring the sticks across.
3:51 in the first quarter. Linden Christian is up 7-0. They got the ball back after a fumble on the kickoff. They are on the move again, and they just went for it on fourth down. This is close. They're going to measure.
Yeah, this is where you hope that the ground screw got the lines straight across the grass field, but you never know.
They pull the sticks tight, and it's first down, Linden Christian.
Yeah, by a couple of footballs.
They got it.
Actually not
comfortably
that close.
Yep. First down, LC. So the guys in navy and white get a first down. They already have the lead and trying to add to their momentum right now early in this one.
Boy, 3:51 to go in the first quarter, and Nooksack yet to snap the ball from
yep,
the scrimmage.
Exactly. A couple fumbles killing them so far. Ty Van Dyken in the links. Up they come. Two receivers to the left. One back in the backfield. There goes Jandock in motion left to right. Van Dyken takes
there
the snap, unloads over the middle. Tight end is all by himself. Lunges the ball toward the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Linden Christian. From 11 yards out. A touchdown right over the middle. Had to lunge for that ball to get at the distance, but they do.
Zach Sipma on the reception, big 6'2", 215-pound sophomore.
There goes
big
Zach.
Kid, nice tight end, kind of just a little release route over the middle.
Derek Kamina, the left footer, is on for the extra point, trying to increase this Linden Christian lead. Heck of a start for Linden Christian. Up by two touchdowns already. Kamina, snap, spot, kick is up, and it's good. Well, how about that? Linden Christian coming down here to Nooksack Valley. They have two early touchdowns, and they have a 14-0 lead, 3:37 to go in the first. We're coming right back on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Late summer is the perfect time to get the yard you've always wanted with help from the experts at Wynwood Enterprises. Let Wynwood seed and establish your new lawn this August or September, and you'll have a great start heading into fall. No matter what backyard project you've been dreaming up, Wynwood Enterprises has the skills and the tools to transform your property. Have you been hoping to add a driveway, a patio, or your very own outdoor living space complete with a fire pit, night lighting, and the perfect spot for your grill? Let Wynwood make that dream a reality. Have you spent the whole season avoiding the big power washing job? Let Wynwood take the work off your hands. They even have a blower truck that can cover serious ground and quickly with beauty bark and topsoil. Whatever your yard needs, you can trust the crew at Wynwood Enterprises to get the job done right. With 25 years in the landscaping industry, Wynwood Enterprises has seen it all, and they can do it all. Get your free estimate today. WynwoodENT.com or call 380-4000.
Folks, we're back here at Nooksack Valley High School. Touchdown pass Van Dyken to Sipma from 11 yards out. Lynx increase their lead. It's 14-0, 3:37 to go in the first. On the return, here comes Baylor Galley of Nooksack Valley. Breaks into the clear. There he goes across the 30, 35, approaching the 40-yard line before he gets shoved down out of bounds. That'll be at about the 38-yard line or so. Nooksack Valley, Don, they'll finally get a possession. Turnovers have killing them, been killing them so far.
Yeah, this will be the first snap from the line of scrimmage here. 3:27 remaining in the first. Again, that time, Galley very sure-handed on the bounce. Took that good return, took it from inside his own 10, angled across the field, showed some pretty good speed.
Baylor Galley, the son of the principal out here at Nooksack Valley High School, Matt Galley. Nooksack Valley over there to the left side.
Wow.
They go across midfield, breaking into the clear. 30 down to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nooksack Valley.
Woo.
Well done, Austin O'Brien. There he went, 60 yards. I don't think he's been touched yet. Don, that one happened in a hurry. The definition of a quick hitter, nobody could catch up to O'Brien.
You know, he went up the middle mark, and once he got about 10 yards down, just took off to that far sideline, showed a lot of speed. Nobody going to catch him. And, again, Austin O'Brien, one of those skill guys Coach Rob Meyer talked about that's still among the able to play.
Yes.
Certainly showed that he's got no hitch in his giddy-up. Boy, off to the races.
He found another gear that time down. O'Brien will now hold for the extra point.
And I want you to notice the long snapper for Nooksack Valley, none other than Casey Bauman.
How about that? How about the quarterback doing a little bit of everything? That is Casey out there, number two himself, long snapping.
Yeah, so you got to wonder.
D1 quarterback.
You got to wonder, is Montana State drafting a long snapper, or are they picking up a quarterback?
A quarterback on an as-needed basis.
There we go.
That is Bauman doing the long snapping. Nooksack Valley, extra point is up, and I think he pushed it to the right. He did. The kick is no good. So Nooksack Valley gets the touchdown. They do not get the extra point. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. The 0-1 play drive. Linden Christian 14, Nooksack Valley 6. Back in a moment on KGMI and KGMI.com.
The Hernandez brothers' authentic family recipes have been handed down from generation to generation and are now yours to enjoy for lunch and dinner at Chihuahua Family Mexican Restaurant. Savor house specials like sizzling fajitas and delicious carne asada, and bring the whole family for Family Day every Sunday, where kids under 12 eat for just $3. Discover an experience like no other at Chihuahua's, the biggest and the best family Mexican restaurant in Whatcom County. Just 3 minutes off I-5, exit 262 in Ferndale.
Tune in to KGMI on Saturdays at noon to stay connected with your community. Each weekend, business leaders share their expert advice on everything from farming, business, entertainment, to home maintenance. Sponsors of the first hour of Community Connection include Acupuncture Health Center, Wynwood Enterprises, and MyTrafficMan.net. Community Connection, noon to 2 every Saturday on KGMI. News Talk 790.
96.5 FM in Bellingham.
And KGMI.com.
Austin O'Brien of Nooksack Valley, a 60-yard touchdown run. The extra point attempt was no good. A lot of action the first 8-plus minutes of this one. 14-6 Lynx. Nooksack Valley will boot it back to LC. Here comes LC returning from about the 12-yard line. Near side, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35-yard line. Falling forward to about the 40-yard line. Athletic return. See who that is. That's Michael Lancaster, the senior wideout. He takes it to the 39-yard line. Linden Christian, first down from there. LC had the first two touchdowns of this game. Nooksack Valley responds with a one-play drive, the run by O'Brien. They are to within 14-6, and the Lynx have it back. They're at their own 39-yard line. Quarterback Ty Van Dyken leads them up two receivers wide to the right. Receiver on his right hip. Handoff, running play over here to the near side. Not much momentum. That one will start and end right there at the 39-yard line. Looks like that will be no gain on the run over here to the near side. They try to put it in the hands of Jordan Riddle, but Jordan couldn't get much going. They might give him a mercy yard here. Let's see. Yep, he gets one. Second down and 9.
Again, Nooksack, after kind of the initial shell shock of seeing Riddle kind of adjusted to the speed of the game, they've shut him down pretty effectively his last half a dozen carries.
Van Dyken in the gun, two receivers to the right, one to the left, slot man to the right, toss sweep right side. Coming back this way, approaching the 40-yard line, not much momentum again that time by Jordan Riddle. He is getting keyed on the last couple of plays, and it's working. 1 yard on first down, there's one more on second down.
You mentioned toss sweep to the right. That's the way they drew it up on the board, but it was absolutely blown up by the defensive end of Nooksack Valley. Let's see who that was. I guess number 55 coming in for Nooksack Valley, blowing that play up would be Luke Winter.
Winter right in
again,
the middle of
got
that
in
one.
The backfield, and that quickly turned into a zigzag run back to the left.
3rd and 8 from their own 41. Van Dyken takes the snap, back to pass, pump fake. High, deep ball right side, floats in the air, and the wind catches a hold of it. Nowhere to go on that one as it hits the turf. Flag is down in the secondary, though. Let's see what this is going to be.
Might be holding because it ended up not being a catchable ball. And if you've heard the term perfect spiral, that was not one. That was more of the wounded duck variety, Mark.
That was it.
So you throw a wounded duck into about a 15-mile-an-hour breeze, it's going to end up being well short.
It's going to go sideways.
Yeah, it will be defensive holding.
It is a hold.
It was a non-catchable ball, so no pass interference, but they held the receiver as he broke back to try and make the catch.
Minute 54, first quarter. Nooksack Valley on their home field, trailing Linden Christian. Lynx out in front 14-6. Austin O'Brien just ran for a 60-yard score for the Pioneers. As the officials march this one off, Linden Christian will move into Nooksack Valley territory just barely. They're at the 49-yard line.
Yeah, we talk about that last pass by Van Dyken. Again, that was the he throws a good ball. That was the only one that came out of his hand, kind of flinging
sideways
around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here come the Lynx. First and 10. Again, they're at the Nooksack Valley 49. Van Dyken in the gun. Two receivers over here to the near side of the formation. Quarterback keeper. Here comes Ties across the 45-40. Dragged down to the 36-yard line. There's a quick hitting 13-yarder, maybe 12 to the 37 is what they'll call it, where his knee went down. But Van Dyken and the Lynx, if they can block that play well, if that's there a lot, that will serve them very well. First down, LC.
Well, again, Riddle is attracting a lot of attention. So you do the read where you put it in his belly and then watch which way the linebacker takes off. And, again, that Lyndon Christian doing a good job opening the hole at the initial line of scrimmage. Van Dyken, some pretty good wheel to get through there.
Here come the Lynx, first and 10 from the 37.
Uh-oh.
Pitch to the right side. Riddle, nowhere to go. You hear a Don Curtis, uh-oh. That's a pretty good description.
Yeah.
That one never really had a chance. Wrapped up and thrown down. That'll be a loss one, maybe two, to the right side for the Lynx.
Yeah, again, that time coming through, blowing that one up, was Austin O'Brien. Again, he's coming in from that outside linebacker position, and boy, that one nowhere to go on that toss sweep.
Final minute of the opening quarter, 14-6 Lynx here on the road. See what LC has in mind. That was a loss of a couple. Second down and 12 from the 39-yard line. Van Dyken in the gun. Three receivers set, two to the right, one to the left. Ty takes the snap, fake the handoff, unload over here near side, catch made. Inside the 35, falling forward to about the 33-yard line. That's Kalai Jandok, the senior wide receiver. Looks like that'll be at about the 32.
Again, good ball by thrown by Van Dyken. That's a throw you've got to really have a lot on. And, again, that one on that short out route. Again, good cushion by the defender. He's driven off, and then nice route. Able to zip that one in for a nice little gain.
Probably the final play of quarter number one. Let's see now the Lynx showing a little initiative. We'll see if they want to get this one off. Third and six from the 33. 7 seconds, six. Van Dyken in the gun.
Yeah, looks like they may wait.
They're going to call a timeout?
Actually, probably, yeah, they will call a timeout to see. Again, they're thinking. The thinking is, do we want to run a play or do we want to switch and go with the wind to run this play?
So, folks, timeout on the field. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Only 2 seconds left in the first quarter. Winding down quarter number one, 14-6 Lynx. Back in 30 seconds right here on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Valley Plumbing and Electric, a local, family-owned company, has been serving the community for over 50 years, and they're looking for a journeyman plumber to join their team. If you're a leader, a teacher, a problem solver, and a communicator, reach out to Valley Plumbing and Electric today to find out more about this opportunity and start your next big adventure. Valley Plumbing and Electric. Call today, 360-988-9631. Valley Plumbing is an equal opportunity employer.
2.3 seconds left in the first quarter. 14-6 Lyndon Christian. Don, maybe a little more active offensively in this game than we thought we would be.
Yeah, again, you know, it did rain all day, but we were walking out on the field. It was still in really good shape.
Yep.
And so I think, if anything, the ball is maybe a little slick, but the field conditions certainly aren't slowing either offensive offense down. And I've been impressed kind of with the balance shown here by this Lyndon Christian offense.
Lynx will line up third down and six. They're at the Nooksack Valley 33. Van Dyken takes the snap. He's back to pass. Looking right side, unloads, hits his man in stride. That's Jandok inside the 30 down to about the 27-yard line. That is the 6 yards they needed. Let's see if it's enough for the first, or is it half a yard short?
It looks half a yard short. Again, we're looking. The ball's on the far sideline, and it looks to be about a half a yard short. Nice little crossing route, and again, good job by Van Dyken waiting until his receiver cleared kind of the clutter. Yeah, behind the linebackers and hit him in stride.
One quarter in the books here at Nooksack Valley. The visiting Lynx lead the Pioneers 14-6, and we're coming right back on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Can you believe it? Little Caesars is having their 2 for Tuesdays Customer Appreciation Day special. So come in any Tuesday and get two hot and ready classic pizzas for $10 or two extra most bestest pizzas for just $10 or $12. It happens every Tuesday at all 10 conveniently located Little Caesars locations in Whatcom and Skagit County. Little Caesars, locally owned and operated since 1988.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 60 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for October 21st. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guy Meridian in Laurel.
Welcome back to Nooksack Valley High School. 14-6 LC over Nooksack Valley. They flip ends, so Lyndon Christian will be rolling from our left to our right. Again, critical play here. Fourth down and about a half a yard for the Lynx.
Van Dyken takes the snap back to pass, rolls to his left, looking over there toward the left side, tucks it away, wants to run, pass in the middle of the field is complete, and it should be a Lyndon Christian first down. What an athletic play by the Lynx that time. Quarterback Ty Van Dyken gets enough for a first down to about the 21-yard line.
And again, was basically running for his life, Mark. But again, as the pursuit came up to close in, he had the presence of mind to do kind of a little jump pass on the far sideline. And there to pick it up was Hunter Tveldi on the catch. Again, that'll move the sticks, keep the drive alive for the Lynx.
Van Dyken in the shotgun, takes the snap. Handoff, Riddle up the middle. There he goes, inside the 20, inside the 15, down to the 10, and more. First down Lynx there at the 9-yard line. First and 10, they get 12 straight ahead. Don, they keep riding their best horse, and Jordan Riddle is
it. Well, again, Nooksack, last half dozen carries, been holding him to either no gain or short gains, and that time he did nothing. In the past, they've been kind of doing a little read options off tackle. This time, just straight up the guts and took that one for 12.
First and goal from the 7. Van Dyken is in the shotgun, takes the snap. Handoff, running play, right side, inside the 5. Spin move, looked like they were going to yank him down by the face mask that time. No call ever came. You could see his whole body jerk. That's another running play to Riddle, by the way. But no flag, no call, just a running play that ends up at the 4-yard line. It'll be second and goal from there.
12 carries, 43 yards for a Riddle on the night. Again, he started off with that nice 6 yard per carry average early on, but again, Nooksack Valley doing a good job kind of shortening the games and certainly making Mr. Riddle feel their presence when those runs come to an end.
Ty Van Dyken and the Lynx, up they come. Second down and goal from the 4 yard line. Van Dyken in the gun as Riddle on his right hip. Fake the handoff. Van Dyken floats it in the end zone. Incomplete.
Yeah.
Flag flies.
Yep.
And it looks like we're going to see a pass interference in the end zone. A rather rough collision. You hear Don saying, yes, the Nooksack Valley coaches down here on the near sideline arguing the ball was tipped. Doesn't look like they're going to get the call that they want. Let's see.
Well, the official from the backside threw the flag. What happened, Mark, is that it was like a slant pass from the wideout coming in, and the defender reached across to tip the ball, but the problem is he had his arm wrapped around the player from the back.
That'll get called.
You're going to see it from the backside. Again, if from our angle you look, but you can see he had his arm wrapped around, and they'll always look to see if the body is twisted as part of that contact, and that's why they made the call.
P.I. against Nooksack Valley. The flag is still sitting in the middle of the end zone with 10:38 to go first half, 14-6 Lynx. Flag is still down in the end zone. We'll see. Wait for them to pick it up before this one gets snapped. Now they'll go over there and retrieve the flag. Second down and goal. Nope, now they change. It is second down from the 2-yard line this time. Van Dyken in the gun. Handoff, running play, straight ahead, Lynx. Get held out of the end zone on this one. A very stout Nooksack Valley defense. Three different guys, including the big quarterback on offense, Casey Bauman, leading the charge, holding them out.
Boy, and Riddle had a pretty good head of steam.
That's
there,
about
Mark.
As well as you can do that.
I mean, they hit him, and he moved a yard or so, and then it was like hitting a wall.
Call it third down and goal from the one. We'll be under 10 minutes to go in the first half when this one is snapped.
Not to be Tony Romo here, but I'm thinking they got a pretty good chance of putting that in Riddle's arms, pulling it out and kind of rolling around the opposite side. We'll see. No.
They just give it to Riddle straight ahead, lowers his shoulders, gets behind his pads, and ferries into the end zone. Touchdown, Lyndon Christian. Jordan Riddle takes that one the final yard, gave that one everything he had over right guard. Into the end zone he goes, and the Lynx increase their lead. They're ahead 20-6, extra point pending, 9:52 to go in the second quarter. Another good-looking drive by the Lynx.
Well, helped out by a couple of defensive penalties in the defensive backfield by Nooksack Valley. Hold and then a pass interference call.
The lefty kicker, Derek Kamina, is on for the extra point attempt for LC. Snap, spot, kick is up, and it's good. Lynx do it again. They are in charge here on enemy territory on the Pioneers' home field. 9:52 till halftime. Lyndon Christian, 21. Nooksack Valley, 6. Back in a moment on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Mount Baker Roofing is proud to support coverage of our local high school sports games. At Mount Baker Roofing, they believe in the community like you do, and they utilize local products such as Ico, manufactured in Sumas. Mount Baker Roofing specializes in re-roofs, gutters, and new construction for residential and commercial projects. Their Whatcom County team can complete your roof quickly and with the quality and craftsmanship that you need, all at a great price. Call 733-0191 for a free estimate or visit them online at www.mountbakerroofing.com.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
Folks, we're back here at Nooksack Valley High School. Jordan Riddle, a one-yard touchdown run, increased the Lynx lead. It's LC 21, Nooksack Valley 6. The ensuing kickoff goes out the back of the end zone, so they'll take over at the 20-yard line. Lynx by 15. Dawn, interesting to watch this one unfold. The Lynx have come a long ways. Nooksack Valley, we already knew they were pretty good, and it's resulting in an entertaining half.
It is, and again, Lyndon Christian able to move the ball on the ground, but also Van Dyken doing a good job with some pretty crisp passing in key situations for them as well.
Here come the Pioneers quarterback, Casey Bauman, straight ahead across the 30. By the way, if that feels like it's only their second offensive play, it is. Remember, they had the long touchdown run earlier. A couple fumbles, cut some possessions short. Bauman on the run that time. He gets 13 yards straight ahead to the 33-yard line.
Boy, only 13 yards. That's going to screw up their ground average.
An average killer.
Carry. Yeah.
Casey Bauman on his way to Montana State University to play some quarterback next year. Takes the snap. Hand off. Running play right side. Not much of a gain.
Yeah, O'Brien again.
Austin O'Brien.
Doesn't quite have the horsepower as Mr. Bauman, and certainly not the not the mass,
not the
hit
stature.
That line of scrimmage. And that will mess with his average yards per carry as well.
Here come the Pioneers. Second down and 8 from their own 35. Bauman in the gun, the third year varsity starter. Takes the snap, back to pass, quarterback keeper. Here he comes. He's across the 40-yard line, still on his feet to the 41. Call it the 42-yard line. He'll be a yard or two short of a first down. Bauman does not hesitate to run when he sees some daylight. Casey Bauman, again, he will play Montana State Don, Big Sky Country.
Yeah,
Conference,
you know what?
Right?
He's kind of a Big Sky type of quarterback.
I agree with that.
He can be in the pocket, but, boy, if that guy sees trouble, he can get out and run or he can extend a play. Yeah, he's a pretty talented, and not to mention his long snapping abilities.
Five receiver set, 3 to the left, 2 to the right, delay, keeper. There goes Casey Bauman right there. He's across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Give him at least 3, maybe 4, and that'll be a Pioneer first down. Bauman dominating the landscape, as we expected for these Nooksack Valley Pioneers.
A lot of empty backfield early.
Five receivers.
Receiver sets. Yeah.
Bombing in the gun on first down. Screen pass right side. Catch made. Baylor Galley. There he goes. 45-40 midfield. LC territory down the far sideline. 20 down to the 15-yard line before he gets thrown down. Well done. That's about a 35-yard gain over there on the right sideline. Baylor Galley with the catch and run. Big first down for Nooksack Valley.
And touchdown saving tackle.
Last guy got it.
Yeah, Michael Lancaster again, chasing him down from behind. Looked like Galley might take that one all the way in.
Galley had broken into the clear, but he did get caught. First and 10, Nooksack Valley from the 17-yard line. Bauman in the shotgun. Four receiver set, two to either side. This is their standard formation. O'Brien comes in motion to the near side, fake the handoff. Bauman back to pass, can't find anybody. Looking, unloads right side, throws the fastball in the front corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete. They were looking over there, right side. That was the direction. I think that's Veldman.
Yes, it was Veldman. They're trying to get him. Good coverage by Lyndon Christianing, and that play took a long time to develop. Gave that secondary a chance to kind of settle in on their targets.
On the incompletion to Veldman, that means it'll be second down and 10. Nooksack Valley from the LC 17-yard line. It's the Lynx with a 21-6 lead here. 7:56 in the second quarter. Big Casey Bauman. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Quarterback fakes the handoff. Keeper to the left side. He's going to get wrapped up and thrown down. A bunch of Lynx each there to grab a piece. Max Lickle leading the charge. Big guy at 6'5", 260. One of the few who can look Bauman in the eye or get close to it. Looks like no gain, maybe a yard. Yep, they'll give him one, call it third down and 9.
Yeah, that time faked the give to O'Brien, but that fake didn't fool anybody. It's great job by Lyndon Christian staying at home and shutting that one down.
Casey Bauman, the big quarterback in the gun. Four receivers, two to either side. This is their standard formation, Austin O'Brien in the backfield. Bauman takes the snap, unloads, left side incomplete. Out in front of his intended receiver. Let's see who that was. That's Jordan Veening, the big senior target. Big target, 6'6", 190. Too far out in front, it's incomplete. It'll be fourth and goal from the 9 for the Pioneers. Excuse me, fourth and 9 from the 16. See what Coach Meyer has in mind. Four receivers. Bauman in the shotgun. Again, it's fourth and 9. Fake the handoff, screen pass right side. Coming back toward the middle of the formation, catch made. Down to the 10, close to the 9-yard line by Veldman.
Boy, I think they needed 9. I think they got 8.
It looks a yard short from here, and it looks like everybody's kind of quietly accepting it as offenses and defenses are switching places. They tried that time, but they came up just a little bit short, and LC has it back.
Yeah, you're kind of in no man's zone there. You're going to line
up. It really is.
You're going to kind of line up for a 33-yard field goal into a pretty good wind. On a wet field night, I mean...
In high school, that just doesn't work.
Yeah, so you really kind of got to go with doing it, and they did the best they could out of it, getting as deep as possible.
Lynx with a 21-6 lead. They have the ball back. 7:05 to go, second quarter. Ty Van Dyken is in the shotgun, takes the snap. Pitch over here to the near side. Start to the right, cut back toward the left. Now back to the right again.
Wow.
Another change of direction out to the 15, almost the 16-yard line. That's some pretty good athleticism, and we'll mention two, maybe three change of directions right there for Jordan Riddle. Take that to the 15, and it'll be second down and 4.
That almost had the look of the grade school days when you had the little kickball and you played keep away.
Good one, yep.
You know, where you're just dodging everybody trying to stay with the ball. And again, great job. Picks up 5 yards on something that two or three times looked like it was going to be a 5-yard loss.
6:27 to go, first half. Lynx already up by 15. Two receivers to the left. One back in the backfield. Van Dyken takes the snap. Fake the handoff. Quarterback keeper straight ahead, approaching the 20-yard line. Looks like it'll be right at the 20, in fact. Needed 4. Got 5. That'll be an LC first down. Don, just so much improvement in this Lyndon Christian team. And from especially even from last year to this year, they are so much better at what they do.
Well, again, you got a pretty good core of linemen, and they got some pretty good size on them as well. They're doing a good job opening up some holes and, again, hitting them. But, again, that Nooksack Valley defense made some adjustments. They're playing some pretty good ball on that side of it too.
Lynx first and 10 from their own 20. Fake the handoff. Quarterback keeper straight ahead. That'll be 3, maybe 4 to the right for Ty Van Dyken. Yep, that's 4 yards on the keeper. Clock running all the while. 5:39, 5:38 to go. Second quarter. Linden Christian 21, Nooksack Valley 6. If you heard our interview with Coach Meyer before the game, he said he didn't see any reason why the Lynx shouldn't be in the top 10 in the state poll in Class 1A. They're looking the part here tonight. Two receivers to the right. Van Dyken in the gun. Takes the snap, handoff, running play, straight ahead. Here comes Riddle, 35-40, spin move.
Wow.
45 still on his feet to the 46-yard line, and it's going to take four different Nooksack Valley Pioneers to pull him down after a 22, maybe even a 23-yard run by Mr. Jordan Riddle, dominating the landscape nicely for Linden Christian tonight.
I tell you, if you haven't seen Linden Christian play and you're listening tonight, man, they're worth the price of admission.
Yes.
Van Dyken, very skilled, good, throws a good ball. Again, great wheels, but this Riddle, he's something to see when he gets through the line of scrimmage.
Lynx first and 10 from the 47. Handoff, running play, straight ahead. Across midfield into Nooksack Valley territory down to the 46-yard line. That was Van Dyken on the keeper, by the way. Needed 10. Looks like he got 8. Every bit of that, it'll bring up a second down and 2. Nooksack Valley wants to use a defensive timeout. So we will have a break in the action. 4 minutes, 37 seconds left to go. First half. Linden Christian leading Nooksack Valley 21-6. Back in a moment on KGMI and KGMI.com.
When you go to the Bellingham Farmers Market this week, be sure to check out our meat pies. Hi, I'm Holly from Good to Go Meat Pies, and you can find us there in the food row offering our delicious pasties. Many of the farmers there grow the fresh vegetables that help make our pies so tasty. We can feed you one hot for lunch or send you with an armful to stock up your freezer. See us at goodtogomeatpies.com or at our shops in Everson and Linden.
Is your honey-do list long this fall? Get into Carl's Mower and Saw today and pick up the Steel BG56 blower. So when your yard fills with leaves, whip out your steel blower and show your yard who's boss. Now you can own the Steel BG56 leaf blower for just $179.95 from Carl's Mower and Saw. Get your new Steel BG56 blower today and start knocking off those honey-dos and get back to watching the game. Find us off I-5, exit 263 on Portal Way and online at carlsmower.com.
On second down and 2, here come the Lynx, another handoff, straight ahead running play to Riddle, easily the first down. He crosses the 40 down to about the 37-yard line. Needed 2, got 8. Another big first down, Linden Christian.
And once again, after what seemed like Nooksack Valley figured out that Linden Christian running game, and we're holding to Mr. Riddle for, you know, gains of either 0 or negative yardage, last couple carries, snapping off some pretty big yards.
Van Dyken in the gun, slot man to the right, two receivers to the right, first and 10 from the 37. Van Dyken, keeper straight ahead. He runs right into trouble, nowhere to go. That'll be a loss of 1, maybe 2 for quarterback Ty Van Dyken that time. Kyle Veldman leading the charge from his linebacker position for Nooksack Valley, delivered the first blow. As we cross under 4 minutes to go in the first half, deceptively windy down there at field level. Here come the Lynx. Van Dyken in the gun. Slot man to the right, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Ty takes the snap, fake the handoff. He'll reverse field, roll out to his left. Looks like he's going to keep it. There he goes down to approaching the 35-yard line. About a 3, well, into the 34, so call it a 4-yard gain. Interesting full spin move by Ty Van Dyken that time leads to a 4-yard gain to the left.
Again, he rolled to his left, Mark. He had a blocker downfield, the receiver that was engaged, and so it looked like it was open, but the minute he got near that blocker, all of a sudden the blocker was shed, and he got drilled pretty good. That looked like it would go for a lot more than the 4 or 5 that he picked up, 4, I guess, that he picked up.
Third and 7 for the Lynx, 308, 307 to go, third quarter. Elsie's ahead, 21-6. Van Dyken in the gun. Takes the snap. Handoff. Riddle left side. Cuts back toward the middle. Crosses the 30. Lunges forward. We'll see if that puts him down to the 27, maybe the 26. Looks like the 27-yard line. See where this one ends up. Going to be close. Oh, no. I guess he's a full yard short of the first down after all.
Bring up another one of those.
Fourth and ones.
Can't do them much about it, fourth and ones. Again, they are with the wind, but you look at that. That's going to be about a 45-yard field goal attempt at the high school level.
Yeah, not a lot of those in the prep ranks. On fourth and one, Van Dyken with two receivers to the right. They're going for it all the way. Ty takes the snap, handoff, Riddle, first down, plenty of change. There he goes, middle of the formation, across the 20, down to about the 15-yard line. 13 yards right up the gut on fourth down and one. Well blocked, well read that time by the Lynx, first down. Boy, another definition of a quick hitter right there.
And he's already up to 100 yards rushing
good
tonight.
Good golly, jump on the big fella's back.
19 carries, 100 yards. Not a bad night, let alone a good half.
That's five and a fraction per carry. 207, 206 to go, first half. Lynx up 21-6 and driving. Van Dyken in the gun, two receivers, split wide to the left. Van Dyken takes the snap. Fake the handoff, quarterback keeper straight ahead. Not much doing in the middle that time. Well read by Nooksack Valley with the stick. That's Luke Winter, the senior at 6'1", 230. Not only no gain, that could be a loss. Looks like it is. One the wrong way, second down and 11. Minute and a half left to go, first half. Lynx by two touchdowns, trying to add a third on here before the break. Van Dyken has two receivers wide to the right, one tight to the left. Quarterback keeper, here comes Ty. Down to the 15, falls forward to the 14-yard line that time. Gain of a couple. Looks like it'll be a third down and nine for the Pioneers. I beg your pardon, for the Lynx, excuse me. 1 minute left to go in the third. LC on the move, ahead 21-6. It is third down and nine. Coach Kamek not in a hurry. Doesn't have to be right now. They're going to use a timeout. Yes, they will. Timeout, LC. So we'll take a break with 45 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Linden Christian on the move and up by two touchdowns. Lynx 21, Pioneers 6. Back in a moment right here on KGMI.
Not bigger, but better. You've heard us talk about the Smith Kia difference, from Smith Kia's free car washes to free oil changes for life on every vehicle they sell. What you don't hear us talk about is their huge, new, fancy, and very expensive new showroom, because they don't have one. Smith Kia wants to invest in customers, not concrete. Besides, they know what's inside really does matter, like Kia's awesome lineup. Don't judge this book by its cover. Discover the Smith Kia difference today on Iowa Street in Bellingham and online at smithkia.com.
We don't do time.
45 seconds left to go until halftime. 21-6, Linden Christian out in front of Nooksack. Lynx driving again, trying to add one on here before halftime. Don, what are those possession numbers you just mentioned?
Well, I've got a Linden Christian dominant. We don't keep time of possession, but if we did, it would be lopsided. Nooksack only 10 plays. From
10
in
offensive
the first
plays.
Half.
Good golly. It is third down and nine for Linden Christian. Van Dyken in the gun. Two receivers to the left, one tight to the right. Spin move in the backfield. There he goes, looking over the middle. Catch made inside the five. Lancaster, does he get in? Yes, he does. Touchdown, Linden Christian. They take it in from 14 yards out. Lancaster right in the middle of the field, right where Van Dyken could find him. Through a beauty, Lancaster was there for the reach. And how about a three-touchdown lead for the Navy and White on the road, 27-6 with 37 seconds to go in the first half.
Wow, nicely done. Again, that's kind of a cool-looking roll that he does, because he rolls out and kind of
spins
he does. It's pretty cool-looking, but more than that, he's throwing strikes on the run.
Derek Kamina on for the extra point, the lefty. Snap, spot, kick is up. Perfecto. And how about these Linden Christian Lynx on the road? LC looking great. 37 seconds till halftime. They lead Nooksack Valley 28-6. Back in a moment on KGMI and KGMI.com.
These days, it's not hard to do your research before you buy. You're a smart consumer. You know that a smart purchase isn't just based on price. It's also based on value and trust. That's why when it's time to buy an appliance, you want a quality product from a local company who has your back, and not just on the day you buy it. At Judd & Black Appliance, our singular focus on appliances means we take responsibility for everything we sell. We work hard to get you the best combination of price and value, and we work even harder to earn your trust. trust. From the moment you walk into our store to the moment we walk through your door, you can count on the expertise of our people. Our sales staff is continually keeping up with new products, and we are proud to offer the only union factory-trained technicians in Washington State. Price, value, trust. Come see why your friends and neighbors voted us number one appliance store. We'd love to get to know you. Judd and Black, your hometown appliance store in Bellingham at the corner of James and Iowa. Online at JuddBlack.com.
A 9-yard touchdown pass, Ty Van Dyke into Michael Lancaster. Lynx increase their lead. It's 28-6, Linden Christian. Here in the final minute before halftime, the ensuing kickoff goes past everyone. Three Nooksack Valley guys were over there. They all watch it go. It rolls into the end zone. Pioneers will take over from there. Again, 37 seconds till halftime. The Lynx quieting the crowd here at Nooksack Valley tonight. LC looks as good as we have seen them in years. Matter of fact, in many years. I think I can get away with saying that. Here come the Pioneers. See if big Casey Bauman has anything in store here with 37 seconds to go in the half. The Pioneers' regular look is a four-receiver set. Takes the snap. Fake the handoff. Center screen that time. Coming back toward the middle out to the 25-yard line. On the catch that time. Forgive me, I missed the receiver. Catch was made toward the middle. Looks like that's number 28. I think that was Ryan Veening.
Yes, it was.
Veening, the sophomore, at 6'3", 205. Second down and five from the 25. Bauman in the shotgun. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, one in the backfield. Bauman takes the snap, fake the handoff. Big fella looking, tucks it away. He's going to run. Here he comes. He's across the 30, 35, 40. 45, falls down to the 46-yard line on the final play of the first half. Good-looking 21-yard gain for Casey Bauman, but that is how the first half will end here at Nooksack Valley High School tonight, folks. And I got to tell you, if you had told us this score before the game at halftime, a lot of people would have called you a liar because the Linden Christian Lynx have come to town, and they are dominating this game. Halftime in Nooksack, Linden Christian 28, Nooksack Valley 6. Coming right back on KGMI and KGMI.com.
Valley Plumbing and Electric, a local, family-owned company, has been serving the community for over 50 years, and they're looking for a journeyman plumber to join their team. If you're a leader, a teacher, a problem solver, and a communicator, reach out to Valley Plumbing and Electric today to find out more about this opportunity and start your next big adventure. Valley Plumbing and Electric. Call today, 360-988-9631. Valley Plumbing is an equal opportunity employer.
On Wednesday, October 11th, join writers Dee Dee Chapman, Elena Ellis, and Jessica Lohafer for We Are the Ones We've Been Waiting For, a night of poetry benefiting domestic violence and sexual assault services of Whatcom County. The reading is all ages and will take place from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Honeymoon in Bellingham. Suggested donation is $5. For more info on DVSAS, find them online at dvsas.org. And don't miss the poetry reading and fundraiser on Wednesday, October 11th from 7 to 8:30 at the Honeymoon in Bellingham.
Welcome to the Halftime Show on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. We'll have a news update and a check of the NWCAthletics.com scoreboard. But first, let's get a recap of the first half with our KGMI broadcast crew.
Folks, we are back here at Nooksack Valley High School. Mark Skolton along with Don Curtis. Guy Ovenell is our in-studio producer. And again, I don't mean to say this so many times that we upset our Linden Christian fans, but we are surprised at the halftime score. The Linden Christian Lynx have come to Nooksack Valley. They are ahead at the break, 28-6. Don, something we said a moment ago, and we'll say it again. Bluntly put, Coach Kamick and his Lynx look as good as we have seen in a number of years.
Yeah, exactly. They're playing well on both sides of the ball. Defensively, they've been able to stuff a Nooksack Valley team that's been averaging 43 points a game coming in. And offensively, they've been able to keep drives alive and extend them. A couple times helped by Nooksack Valley penalties, but been able to keep that alive on the way to scoring four touchdowns against a pretty good Nooksack Valley team. And again, with 39 offensive plays in the first half to like 12 for Nooksack. So, again, aided by a couple of turnovers, too, as well. So a couple of big penalties and a couple of turnovers. Again, Nooksack Valley, Rob Meyer was worried about playing a clean game. So far, not a very clean first half.
Don, I don't know if we want to make a point here about Linden Christian's dominance or how many weapons they have, but Ty Van Dyken has three touchdown passes in the first half to three different receivers. 7 yards to Janik, 11 yards to Sipma. Riddle has a 1 yard touchdown run, a 9 yard touchdown pass to Lancaster. And we just haven't seen the Lynx with this many weapons in a long time. And not only that, they're good at using them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And again, Van Dyken, not only good three touchdowns through the air, but the guy's legs have really done a good job for Linden Christian, too. And they fake to Riddle, and he's able to spin off the other side and been picking up good yardage. Again, so far, Van Dyken, 53 yards rushing in the first half.
Wow.
And again, Riddle, 100 yards rushing in the first half. They're averaging 4.8 yards a carry, which you don't need to do anything else if you average 4.8 yards a carry. And then, I mean, but on top of that, they're throwing the ball well. Again, Van Dyken, 5 out of 7 in the first half for 38 yards, and again, has thrown some pretty good-looking balls.
Three of those for touchdowns, in fact. And, Don, we just kind of made passing reference in the pregame to Ty Van Dyken at quarterback, Jordan Riddle at running back. Keep the ball in the hands of your two best guys. We may have undersold that a little bit because those guys know exactly what they're doing, and they're leading this first half charge.
Well, and what they do, again, you've got to respect Riddle. So when Van Dyken peels out of the line of scrimmage and rolls out, you've got to respect his legs because he's averaging over 4 yards a carry. So that kind of freezes some linebackers, and he's done a good job, as you mentioned, hitting a variety of receivers just kind of behind the action there for some good gains and for touchdowns.
Don, I guess one way to look at this, if you're a Nooksack Valley Pioneer, you're probably eventually going to have to throw to get back in this thing.
Yeah.
The good news is you have just the young man to do it with Casey Bauman.
Well, you do, but you got a pretty good skilled secondary, and a couple times Bauman was flushed out of the pocket in the first half. It was because of the great coverage by Linden Christian, and a couple times when the play took too long to develop, Linden Christian really played their coverage well and didn't get suckered into kind of coming upfield and then having Bobbin throw behind him.
Nooksack Valley, their only touchdown was a one-play scoring drive. Austin O'Brien with a 60-yard touchdown run. So, Don, you do the math there. That counts, obviously,
yeah,
just the same. But as far as long scoring drives and a lot of offensive execution, we haven't seen it from these Nooksack Valley Pioneers at all.
Not so much. Again, when you only have like 11 or 12 plays offensively, you really don't even get a chance to kind of break a sweat and get into any kind of rhythm. Again, O'Brien with that big 62-yard run. Again, Bauman had a long run of his own. And, again, just really one longer pass by Bauman. But, you know, you end up with total offense first half, 191 for Linden Christian, 156 for Nooksack Valley, but again, 62 of that was on, or 60 of that
60
was on one run. So again, Nooksack Valley really having trouble getting things rolling here.
What a game so far,
yeah,
here at Nooksack Valley High School. The Linden Christian Lynx come to town, and they look great. We are at halftime. Linden Christian 28, Nooksack Valley 6. Folks, we'll take a timeout, come back to the KGMI studios, get you a news and sports update, and return for second half action right here on KGMI and KGMI.com.